Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast
Radio. I'm going to head Bano Bally to Meti direction, wonderful part of the world, and obviously traditional music to the forefront. I'm joined by Tom Revel to round off today's show. Morning to you, Tom.
Morning, Alan. How are you?
I want you to tell me now, honestly, has Senan Lillis featured you on the Heather Blazin yet? Because I'm going to give out to him if he hasn't. Has he given you a shot yet? He has.
Not yet, but I think it's coming up now.
That's all right. And he's going to get a stiff reminder from yours truly to look after you. Talk to me about your All-Ireland success, Bano Bally Mitty. You reached the Leinster scoring in Oak, and you won a title. What's the story here, Tom? Tell me about your group, please.
Yes, so there's five of us on the group. Myself, my sister Jessica, Killian Cullen from Cullenstown, Jane Rossiter from Bano, and Dervla Daly from Bano. So we played in Mullingar at the weekend in the Downs GA Club. It's a GAA competition, so we're representing Bano Bally Mitty.
Yeah.
So we played two tunes, or two sets of tunes, a set of jigs and a set of reels.
Yeah.
And
And you won.
We won. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We won. So we're off to Killarney on the 11th of May to the INAC for the All Ireland final. And
listen to this and talking to you on the telephone, and I'm only joking about Senan, by the way. He does tremendous work, but now I'll give him a plug to say he's on again this evening, this Sunday after the sports hour from 7 till 8:30 with his wonderful Heather Blazing and his fantastic Claire Witt. But now I'm sure he will link in with you, but it's not good enough, you know, just to talk about this. You're going to have to come into the studio before you head. Will you come in and play a few tunes for us?
I would, of course, yeah.
Will you do that?
I'll bring the crew in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring the crew. And we'll be playing, for anyone who can't get down to Killarney to see us, we'll be playing in Carrigan Bano at the Phil Murphy weekend on the 25th of July.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a bit of a trek to Killarney, so if anyone wants to hear us, they can catch us there.
Well, Siobhan will touch base with you now, and we'll line it up that it will suit you, that you can all get into the studio before you head off to the All Ireland. This will be your build-up performance live here in Southeast Radio to let the people of Wexford hear what's representing the county. The mix of music is brilliant. Button accordion, fiddle, banjo and bouzouki, and Jane Rossiter is also playing the flute as well. Have you two banjo players?
We've two banjo players for the reels to keep it lively. Everyone loves a few fast reels and a bit of contrast.
What's the community's reaction been to your win, as a matter of interest?
Sorry?
What was the community's reaction to your win in Leinster? What was the reaction you got from your Leinster win?
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Getting loads of plenty of text messages and all over Facebook, and we've got a few gigs out of it as well, so
yeah,
it's great, and it's great for the community, and it's great for the younger lads in the music school in Danescastle, for them to see the success, and it'll encourage them, I hope.
Can you talk to me a little bit about Scorn and Og, because there's a very strong link with the GAA in this, isn't there?
Yes, yeah, it's only GAA competition. So there's in the competition there's loads of divisions. There's solo singing, there's novelty acts, recitations, and ballad groups. So it's like the competition goes on for a couple of hours on the day. It starts off at a county level and then South Leinster, and then Leinster final and the All-Ireland then in Killarney.
I love how you get the music. I mean, your two pieces were The Return to Ireland and The Raheen and The Trip to Cullenstown. So, obviously, who creates these musical pieces, or do you unearth them? Or how do you get them?
Well, a lot of tunes like are passed down for generations, but The Trip to Cullenstown was composed by Phil Murphy from Cullenstown, Ballygough, Cullenstown. And so when we play away from home, we like to play local tunes. So it's for a start, some people won't know the tunes, and then it's just a nice to pay tribute to the generations before us.
Yeah, look, it's great to talk to you, Tom. I'm going to wrap it up, but I know you played the button accordion, and I was privileged to have met the great Martin O'Connor, who was one of the finest button accordion players I would have known of. It was he one of the ones that inspired you, or who were the main people that inspired you to play the button accordion?
Yeah. I suppose Martin O'Connor and Jackie Daly and the late Joe Burke. I was privileged to meet them all.
Great names you mentioned there. And for the launch of the FLA, there was a, I think they came up from, I'm trying to remember where they came up from, there was a trio came up and they played there as part of the FLA inaugural concert, and there was a button accordion being played there, and by God, he was making it hop. Listen, wish you well. Are you looking forward to the FLA, Tom?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
We're playing at a fringe festival coming up to the FLA up around North Wexford to help promote, and
we'll see
everyone around the road.
Have you a name on the group? Your own group?
Not yet. Bonabalamiti Score Group.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you. You'll be in before you head off to the Ireland for a preliminary performance, and we look forward to that. It'll entertain us royally. Thanks for taking our call, Tom.
Thanks, Alan.
Good morning to you. That was Tom Revel there from Banabalamiti, the Banabalamiti Score Group, off to represent Wexford in the All-Ireland Score Final. We wish them the very best of luck.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.